Good evening, everyone, and welcome to A Little Bit of Country with Pam. Hope you've all been having a great week. Weather's been a bit off and on, and I can feel the daggers of summer lifting and a little bit of winter coming on. Well, we're going to start straight out with a wonderful old track, probably his most well-known, Blue Moon of Kentucky by Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys.
Keep on shining, shine on the one it's gone and proved and true. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. It was on a moonlight night, the star is shining bright. Shining, shine on the one that's gone and said goodbye. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. It is on a moonlight night, the stars shining bright. They whispered from high, your love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and said goodbye.
What a wonderful old piece that is. Next up, we have Mother Maybelle and her daughters, and they're doing Sweet Talkin' Man, a classic.
And for Mother Maybelle and Carter sisters.
I got a man, sweet talkin' man, he's open door for me.
Harmonies those girls can get. Next up, two of the finest pickers to ever grace the stage, Chet Atkins and the indelible Mr. Doc Watson, and they're doing a wonderful version of Ragtime Annie.
Mm-hmm.
been a little while since we played any Dorsey Dixon. Dorsey is one of my favorite songwriters from his era. Often took what he saw in front of him, the grief, the joy, whatever it was, and turned it into a song. This is a little one called Hard Times in here, a little bit about the factory scenario of workers in his time period. So hope you enjoy Dorsey Dixon, Hard Times in Here.
Every morning, just about five, is get up, children, dead alive. It's hard times in the sawmill, it's hard times in here. Sitting in the wind, you're gonna be docked. You better be sitting on an old dog box. It's hard times in the sawmill, it's hard times in here. Ends all down, a roping all out. The devil's in my alley, and I can't get him out. It's hard times in the sawmill, it's hard times in here. Yeah. Every evening I go home, it's a big pot of peas and the old jawbone. It's hard times in the sawmill, it's hard times in here. Cardroom gentlemen's, weave room ladies, can't keep up with the spinning room babies. It's hard times in the sawmill, it's hard times in here. When I go to work every morning at six, I find my job at an awful fix. It's hard times in the sawmill, it's hard times in here. Put up your hand as fast as you can, you ought to come to boss with a stick in his hand. It's hard times in the sawmill, it's hard times in here. One of these mornings I'm going away and I'm not coming back till Judgment Day. It's hard times in the sawmill, it's hard times in here.
Next up, Mr. Eric Darling on the banjo, and he has the Kosoi Sisters singing. And the tune is The Wagoner's Lad, a wonderful old piece. I love what the Kosoi Sisters do vocally, and the storytelling that is involved in their music is amazing. So I hope you like it. Eric Darling, the Kosoi Sisters with The Wagoner's Lad.
Of all womankind, they're always controlled, they're always confined, controlled by their parents until they are wise, then slaves to their husbands the rest of he courted me dead. to men. Come sit down here by me as long as you can. My wagon is greasy, my whip's in my hand. So fare you well, darling, no longer to stand.
We don't play enough of the next act, Mr. George Jones, a wonderful musician in the 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s, a landmark in country for me. He was one of Johnny Cash's best friends in that early 1950s touring period, and the two of them used to have some pretty big nights, you might say. So George Jones, Things Have Gone to Pieces.
Coffee started dripping in the kitchen, and last night your picture fell down from the wall. Today the boss said sorry, I can't use. The light bulb went out in the hall. Things have gone to pieces since you left me. Nothing turned that half right, now it seems. There ain't nothing in my pocket but three nickels and a dime. But I'm holding to the pieces of my dream. Somebody threw a baseball through my window, and my arm fell off my favorite chair again. The man, he came today and set it all my things away. If I didn't get my payment, nothing turns out half right, now I'm not saying. There ain't nothing in my pocket but bring your cool and a dime. But I'm holding to the pieces, oh my.
And next up, a favourite of mine from the Grand Ole Opry type sessions, Mr. Grandpa Jones, or Grandpa Jones as he was colloquially known. And here we have him doing his version of Good Old Mountain Dew.
Well, we've had folks from the country and we've had folks from the city, but we've never had anybody from the mountains on our program. So I guess it's about time to get one of those fellas out here, and I'm speaking of Grandpa Jones.
Hey! Thank you, Will. Thank you very much. I want to sing a little tune here that I learned from a bald-headed uncle of mine. He was so bald-headed that he had to draw a chalk mark up here to tell how far up to wash his face. Well, me and him was a rabbit hunting down at home. We used to go rabbit hunting a lot of times, and We was walking up the railroad track one day hunting rabbits, and we come to one of these tunnels, you know, where a train goes through the mountain, and he says to me, I believe every one of them tunnels is filled up with pretty girls. I says, why? He says, well, you just watch. Every time a train goes into it, it says, woo-woo, and when it comes out, it says, there's a big poplar tree down the road here from me where you lay down a dollar or two. Well, you go round the bend, and when you come back again, there's a jug full of good old Mountain Dew. Oh, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll get up my mug to fill up my jug with some good old Mountain Dew. Mountain North, he's so dope and short, he measures about 4'2". But he thinks he's a giant when they give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. My old Aunt June bought some brand new perfume. It had such a sweet smell it did. You had it analyzed. It is nothing but good old Mountain Dew. Well, my brother Ben got a spill on the hill where he runs all the gallon or two. The buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew. Oh, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and the matter of things that are few. I'll get up the boat if you fill up my jug with some good old Mountain Dew. Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Johnny Horton is very well known for his piece Battle of New Orleans, but he's also very well known for a song called North to Alaska. So here we go, North to Alaska, Johnny Horton.
Way up north,
north to Alaska,
way up north,
north to Alaska,
north to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jenny's hand. Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time.
Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on.
Way up north,
north to Alaska,
way up north,
got a couple of original Carter Family songs today, and first up, the Carter Family with the classic Can the Circle Be Unbroken? It's a wonderful song of passing. I've unfortunately sung it, many times when relatives have passed, and it is a wonderful song to remind us of the circle of life.
I was standing by the window on one cold and cloudy day, and I saw the hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Oh, can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Lord, I told thee, undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow, for this body you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I followed close behind her, tried to hold up and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. My mother, she was gone. All my brothers, sisters crying, what a home so sad and lone. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Next up, the Osborne Brothers. This is fairly late in their career. It's a little live number they did called Rosy Bouquet, and it's a wonderful piece of country slash bluegrass slash hillbilly. It's certainly not Western. Hope you enjoy Rosy Bouquet by the Osborne Brothers.
This is one of my favorite songs. I love to sing this one here and hope that you all enjoy it. The album's on Sugar Hill, by the way. Rosy Bouquet.
Where I'll be all night long. She poured me my label and sits at my table, sing me a honky-tonk song. Road to don't go to the PTA meetings, the preacher has not seen her face. But the hypocrite nagging don't keep me from bragging on my darling Rosy Bouquet. Okay. living alone. Everyone tells me that Rosie ain't pretty. I've got a mind of my own. If not for the long nights that I'll spend with Rosie, my days will be cloudy and gray.
Well, Mr. Roy Acuff is a landmark in country and Grand Ole Opry. He hosted Grand Ole Opry for many years. He was a musician within his own right. His slide player for many years was a guy called Doris. And man, he could really throw a slide up and down that guitar. So here we go. Roy Acuff, Wabash Cannonball.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the queen of flowing mountains to the South Bell by the shore, she's mighty tall and handsome and known well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Our eastern states are dandies, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be remembered in the courts of Alabama. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland through the hills and by the shore. Hear the roar of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos squall. You're traveling through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball.
It seems we have the studio Kelpies barking at something out there. Next up, the Byrds, actually, not known for their country, but they did do a couple of country numbers, and this one's called Mr. Spaceman. This is from the period where they had Gram Parsons in the band, so probably about 1968. Hope you enjoy it.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman,
won't you please take me along for a ride?
Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again.
Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Now again, we've got some Carter Family, and this is a song called When the World's on Fire. It's from the very late 20s, early 30s. And it sounds a heck of a lot like a Woody Guthrie song many years later. But I'll let you be the judge of that. This is Carter Family with a traditional When the World's on Fire.
Mother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rocks of ages. Rocks of ages will farm me. I'm going to heaven when the world's on fire, when I want God's bosom to be my pillow. Hide me over in the rocks of ages. Rocks of ages will bar me. Brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rocks of ages. Rocks of ages will bar me. Oh, my loving sinner, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rocks of ages. Rocks of ages will bar me. Go to heaven when the world's on fire. Don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rocks of ages. Rocks of ages will fall.
Now, for anyone who knows the Folksmen, you'll know the story behind the band, but a couple of very good musicians Harry Shearer, Malcolm McKean, and Christopher Guest. They've been known as Spinal Tap as well. But here we have them doing their folksman identity with the song Never Did No Wandering.
We're only in your town for one night, but we always have a great time in this city. We are the wandering kind, after all. Minutes from now, we're on our way down the road to who knows where. Well, we know where, actually.
Yeah, Chicago.
But we're just not telling you. like I say, we are the wandering kind. There is two types of wandering kind, though. There's the one, the guy
there
who gets...
two types of wandering?
There are two types of wandering. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for that correction. there's the guy who gets the wanderlust very early in life, and the minute he can, he's out the door. And there's the other kind who kind of sits on it, lets it kind of fester. This is about one of those. It's called Never Did No Wandering.
1, 2, 3.
My mama was the cold north wind. My daddy was the son of a railroad man from west of hell, where the trains don't even run. Never heard the whistle of a southbound freight or the singing of its driving wheel. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. They say the highway is just one big road, and it goes from here to there. And they say you carry a heavy load when you're rolling down the line somewhere. Never seen the dance of the telephone poles, 'cause they go whizzing by. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. A life for him, but never was for me, and I've never sawed where the hawk might soar, or see what the hawk might see.
What the hawk might see. What the hawk might see.
Never hiked to heaven on a mountain trail. Never rode on a river's rail. Never did no wandering.
Sorry, you had to see that.
Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. Never did no wandering after.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank you all for coming along and enjoying Country Time with Pam this week. I'm going to leave you with a little Wolf Carter. I love Wolf Carter, voice of silk. And the song is Under the Light of the Texas Moon. Wolf, Montana Slim, they all fit into that subcategory of hillbilly yodelers that were just so beautiful to listen to. Hope you enjoy it, and catch you next time.
As I go riding along tonight, out where the sagebrush blooms, out where the cattle slumber, under the Texas moon, I'm just a lonely cowboy my life is full of gloom. To be again with my sweetheart under the light of the Texas moon. I would often sit beside her grave, out where the sagebrush bloom, thinking of the nights we roamed under the Texas moon. I seem to hear her calling from out of the distant gloom. I wake to find I'm dreaming by the light of the Texas moon. We would often stroll together under the moonlight sky. It was just a year ago she said she'd be my bride. The angels came from heaven claiming her for their own, left me broken hearted in my little Texas home. I would often sit beside her grave, out where the sagebrush bloom, thinking of the nights we roamed under the Texas moon. I seem to hear her calling from out of the distant gloom. I wake to find I'm dreaming by the light of the Texas moon.